This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. Again, I'll give you the theme of hour number one, by the way, was really 99% COVID and the problems of COVID and my new commentary that's out, which I'll talk about again in hour number three, if the vaccine is so great, why are so many people dropping dead? I think I made a real case why, even if you don't agree with me, you got to investigate. How could this country not be investigating? How are you not suspending the COVID vaccine while you investigate to make sure that all these heart attacks and people dropping dead is not from the vaccine? We know it is from the vaccine. How do I know? Because number one, everybody's dropping dead and everyone has heart problems has been vaccinated. And number two, look at the VAERS report. And that's why they're trying to throw negativity at the VAERS report. For the first time in history, nobody's ever been critical of the VAERS report. All of a sudden, they're critical of the VAERS report. But anyway, all I could tell you is that the theme of this hour will not be COVID. There's a lot more to talk about, a lot more going on. A dozen U.S. cities blow away their annual murder records, and they have one thing in common. Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, which lead the country in murders, remain below their respective homicide rates of the 1990s, but at least 12 large cities across America have already broken their all-time annual record. So New York, Chicago, and L.A. are not on that list of 12 that are breaking the all-time record, but they all have about 1,000 homicides, which is very, very high. But it's not breaking their all-time record. But the 12 that broke the all-time record are all run by Democrats. And their city councils have, for the most part, all supported the defund the police movement in one fashion or another. All Democrat-controlled city governments, mayors and council, all Democrats. Numbers are staggering, as reported by the Daily Mail. Philadelphia has recorded 521 murders, breaking its all-time record. Indianapolis, Louisville, Toledo, and Baton Rouge have already broken all-time records that were set last year, by the way. St. Paul, Minneapolis, Portland, Austin, and Rochester shattered long-standing murder records. And the metrics show multiple common denominators. And the number one common denominator is every single one of those cities has long been controlled by Democrats. Not only did Philadelphia's previous annual homicide rate stand for 30 years till this year, the city of brotherly love at its 521 homicides year-to-date blows away New York City and Los Angeles. What is going on? And the answer is DAs put in by George Soros, who let every violent criminal out, and DAs and councils and mayors that pass idiotic laws, or state legislatures that pass idiotic laws that say, you can steal all you want, or you get a death ticket. You know, you can steal up to $1,000, you get a death ticket. So 20 guys raid a store, and each one steals $997. They must bring calculators in while they're stealing. And you just steal a little bit close to 1,000, and then you walk right out the store. Nothing anybody could do. Police aren't even responding anymore. They don't even care. Cops don't care. I love cops. But yeah, you can't be mad at them for this. You can't blame them for this. Cops don't care. When you kick a dog enough times, I've had dogs my whole life, and I've never kicked a dog once. I love my dogs. I'd kill someone who kicked my dog. I'd stick a knife right through your eye. But if you ever touch my dog, oh, what I would do to you. But if you kick a dog enough times, eventually they just become apathetic. They don't fight back. They're wounded. They're betrayed. They hate. And and you kick a person enough times, the same thing happens. You're kicking the police in the guts and the balls again and again and again, and they don't want to risk their lives anymore. They're much better off never stopping a black criminal. Because if you stop 10 black criminals and all 10 are bad people, who cares they're black? They're just criminals and they're bad. But if 9 out of the 10 you take to jail, everything's fine. 1 out of the 10 sues you and you lose your house. 1 out of 10 gets into a big fight with you and tries to grab your gun. You shoot him dead. I say, hooray! The BLM and the Al Sharptons of the world, the Jesse Jacksons of the world, they all scream, you have to go to jail for the rest of your life. You're a cop who shot a black man. It wasn't a black criminal, it's just a black man. It's the most absurd thing I've ever heard of in my entire life. So the cops don't care anymore. When you call and say, my store's being looted, they're like, ha, there were 500 murders last year. None of them are solved. I'm not coming to your store because someone's grabbing candy out of your candy jar. So nobody comes. But if they did come, all you would get is a death ticket. Portland, Oregon, another good example of what's going on. In progressive Portland, soaring crime prompted the city council to last month restore $5 million of the $15 million cut from police budgets during last year's BLM protests. Portland has recorded more murders this year than much larger San Francisco and has roughly twice as many homicides as its larger neighbor, Seattle. Many Portlanders no longer feel safe, said the mayor. His name's Ted Wheeler. He's an idiot. And it's our duty, the leaders of the city, to take action and deliver better results. And this is the guy who all but donned a Black Lives Matter cheerleading uniform and picked us, his Antifa pom-poms, picked up his Antifa pom-poms, the night of the George Floyd rioting. This guy was, like, hanging out with Antifa and Black Lives Matter and acting like he was one of them, like he was their witch with a B. Portland's police department has struggled to keep... I can see that? Okay, he was their bitch. He was the Antifa bitch and the BLM bitch. In Indianapolis, the murder tally shattered last year's record high in early November. Democrat Mayor John Hogsett has blamed what he calls a public health crisis of gun violence. These people are such morons, it defies logic. It defies your imagination. Hogsett, this is the mayor of Indianapolis, in November even said COVID-fueled disruptions to violence reduction have had lasting effects in our cities. Oh, my gosh. It's just such a joke. Hogsett even made this naive statement in a speech. He said, we continue to encourage all our residents. Let me say this the right way a liberal would talk. We continue to encourage all our residents to do their part to resolve disputes without guns and to work with law enforcement to hold accountable those who choose violence. Oh, my God. You know what happened to people like him in high school? They got beaten down. They had their teeth knocked out. They had black eyes. You know, it's a horrible thing in life. But if you're weak, everybody around you senses it. And they beat the living crap out of you. And then these people go on in life later. The same little nerdy, black-eyed, beat-up loser goes on to become the mayor of a city and tell everybody, let the criminals out. It's the same. History repeats itself again and again. It's like people that are sexually abused wind up becoming sexual abusers. People get beat up in the lunchroom and the bathroom later in life say it's okay to beat up people in the lunchroom and the bathroom. They take the side of the bullies and the thugs, and they become liberals. It's really disgusting. But anyway, the list goes on as reported for the Daily Mail. Columbus, Ohio, all-time record murders. Louisville, Kentucky, all-time record murders. Austin, Texas. And they're all liberal cities, and they all have all-time record murders. There is the deal. There's the theme of hour number two. And then you wonder why this is happening, and you can see it pretty clearly right here. New York City lawmakers pass a bill giving non-citizens and illegal alien dreamers the right to vote. So now they've gone full Monty. I always said that the Democrat Party was going to give illegal aliens health care. And they always argued, no, we'd never do that. And they did. And I always argued they were going to let illegal aliens vote. And in California, they already started doing that. They actually made it okay for some illegal aliens to be a part of government. You know, there's some actually officials for the California government who are illegal aliens. There are illegal aliens practicing law before the bar in front of judges. I mean, they should be deported for the country. Instead, they're practicing as a lawyer in front of the judge. And now in New York City, they're saying, sure, they could vote. I always said they would vote. I always said illegals would vote. And sure enough, Democrats aren't letting them vote. You know, in other words, I used to argue that in Nevada, all the elections are won by illegal aliens. I still argue that. And they want to, Democrats would look you in the face and say, illegals aren't voting, even though they're all registered to drive at DMV. And when you register to drive, you're automatically registered. You have to tell them, no, I want to opt out, which is kind of hard to do when you don't even speak English. So all these people go into DMV, they can't speak a word of English, they get their driver's license, and they get registered to vote. And they vote Democrat. Whoever lets them stay in the country illegally, and whoever gives them the biggest welfare check, they vote for you. So they vote Democrat. So I've said this for years. I've been in Vegas 20 years, and I've said it for 20 years. And Democrats deny, 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 lie, lie, lie. There are no illegals voting, they say. Now, they're actually telling you in California, New York, you don't even have to do it with a wink, wink, nod, nod, silently anymore, privately anymore, secretly anymore. Now you do it openly. They're just giving illegal aliens the right to vote. How can you give a person who broke into your home the right to vote as to the future of your family? That's what you're doing when they break into America. Now their vote cancels out my vote and your vote. It's amazing. This new measure would give 800,000, just in New York City, 800,000 non-citizens and illegal aliens the right to vote in municipal elections. And anybody who now says, oh, but it's only municipal elections, and debates with me, in another 2 years, 3 years, it'll be expanded to vote in every election, including presidential and Senate and governor and mayor and everything else. Every single thing I ever dream up and I say Democrats are going to do it, they say, no, we'd never do it. And 2 or 3 years later, they're openly doing it. Amazing.
Just in time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com. Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn-Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Covet does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with war.
You know, there's all kinds of problems everywhere in the country due to homeless and illegal aliens and thugs, and it's just ridiculous. There's a story here in Vegas at 360newslasvegas.com. Friend of the show, Rob Lauer, as the cold weather hits Las Vegas, homeless hit vacant homes and buildings, setting small fires inside to keep warm. Often those fires turn deadly for the homeless, who often pass out from drug use. Isn't that lovely? Clark County and the city of Las Vegas have funded thousands of new beds in homeless shelters over the past several years, but to live in these shelters, homeless can't consume illegal drugs and must follow safety rules that they reject. Many homeless prefer the streets to homeless shelters. And so, you know, they're all hanging out in buildings. They set a fire, and the place goes on fire, and they're passed out from drugs, and they burn to death. Or they run out, and they get someone else killed. It's lovely, isn't it? It's a lovely thought. Homeless people burning to death because they're in a drug stupor in an abandoned building. But that's what you get in any city with Democrats in charge. And Vegas is one of those cities, by the way. And, you know, we're not as bad as Portland or Seattle because we have a mayor who is a Democrat. But, you know, Oscar Goodman was the mayor for three terms, and now it's Carolyn Goodman, his wife. And she's about as conservative of Democrat, pro-business Democrat as you'll ever find. And she's a good woman, and she's trying to keep the city from going completely Democrat and ruined and destroyed and homeless everywhere. She's done a relatively good job. She might as well be a moderate Republican. And we've actually got three Republicans on the council, the city council, which is amazing. But yet it's still 4-3. Four Democrats, three Republicans. But we've got some Republicans actually elected in Las Vegas for the first time in a long time, which is good. But so the city's not completely gone or lost, but still you got a Democrat governor, Democrat lieutenant governor. Almost every constitutional office held by Democrats, both legislatures held by Democrats, they passed rules that you could steal up to $1,200 and it's just a death ticket. That's an even higher amount than places like Los Angeles and San Francisco. So if you thought California was crazy, in Vegas you could steal up to $1,200, and they just give you a ticket. You don't go to jail. It's really, this is the downfall of the United States of America. You know what had a right from the beginning? Rudy Giuliani had a right from day one. Rudy Giuliani, trying to remember what the name was, it was like, I think it was called the broken windows theory. And so he thought that if you threw a stone through a window, you know, in the past, compared to murder and rape and assault and all the terrible crimes out there, what's the big deal about throwing a brick through a window? I mean, it's not good, nobody wants it, but it's not a big deal. And, you know, what's the big deal spitting on the sidewalk? What's the big deal of minor crimes? Rudy Giuliani's philosophy was there is no minor crime. He wanted police to arrest everybody, no matter how minor the offense is, because he believed that eventually a person who ignores the law will move on to much worse things. And Rudy Giuliani created the safest big city, not only in America, but probably in the world, and maybe in world history. Never was there a bigger city with lower murder and lower crime rates than New York City, eventually, after a few years of Rudy Giuliani. So, I mean, how do you not praise the guy and say he's a great mayor? Maybe the greatest mayor in the history of America. Did a fantastic job. And all the problems that he got rid of are all back because of the communist loser de Blasio. They're all back again. It's a lawless city, homeless everywhere, crime everywhere, murder everywhere. It's just out of control. People attacking policemen left and right, and they get right out with no bail. The cop is still in the hospital room recovering, and the person's out on the street. It's absolutely, it's enough to shake you. By the way, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Energized Health. John and Chelsea Jubilee are the owners of Energized Health, regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people to burn fat fast and supercharge their energy and boost their immune system and reverse ailments and disease. They do it all. And I'm Exhibit A, right? I was on the program for 88 days. I've been on it over a year, but the first 88 days I was on it, last December, January, and February, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat. And I gained 10 pounds of muscle. I've never looked back. I've never gained the fat or the weight back. And everywhere I go, people tell me, you look like a new Wayne. You look fantastic. You look like you reversed the aging process. And it's true. I looked at a picture of me with Steve Forbes from exactly 10 years ago in 2011. And I look much older then than I look now, 10 years later, which is such a testament to this program. Don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com. Check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Right now, John and Chelsea Jubilee are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation. Sign up before Christmas, and your spouse is free. Go now to energizedhealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895, toll free, 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com. Tell them Wainwright sent you. Get the best deal in the world.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. After saying for months that inflation is transitory and under control, a top economic official from the Biden administration is reacting to the latest inflation report.
We are doing everything we can to get to the root of this, to ameliorate some of the snarls in the supply chains, to help make sure that American family budgets are able to keep up with these dynamics.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Jared Bernstein from the White House Council of Economic Advisers saying the administration is doing everything it can to address the issue. The Consumer Price Index, which measures things like gas and groceries, rose 0.8% in November. Over the past year, prices have climbed 6.8%. That's the highest mark in nearly 40 years. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
roots, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne on the Root's on fire, coming to you from the house that we built. It is the show, Wayne on the Root, raw and unfiltered, on USA Network from coast to coast. I want to tell you about the sponsor of this segment of the show, my good friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in all of America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection, just one, for $15 million, the largest private sale in the history of America at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation, which means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the biggest advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metal dealer, so they can afford to give you incredible deals. And right now they're offering to sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price. Who does that? No one ever, anywhere. Just say Root, that's it. And you get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. Toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root to get the best deal on the planet. 800-384-41 or online at TII1.com. All right, we've got our guest here, Paul Siegert, managing partner at PCS Advisors, an employee benefits consulting firm based in Northern California, 35 partner offices across the USA, and we want to have a chat about vaccine mandates and what the options are for employers in this country and in the state of Nevada, where my show's flagship station is based, 670 AM. Paul Siegert, you're on with Wayne on the Root. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Wayne?
Good. So to me, it's very, very confusing. The Senate voted just 2 days ago, 52-48, to overturn Biden's vaccine mandate that businesses with more than 100 employees require vaccinations or routine COVID testing. But then, of course, the same thing, I assume, again, let me stick my neck out, I don't think you could pass a law in the Senate. You have to get it approved by the House, too. The House is Democrat advantage, and so it'll never get approved in the House. So therefore, the vote to overturn it, to me, didn't really happen, right? You can't pass a law with just the Senate. So therefore, it's just a pretty vote. It's beautiful, but it does nothing for us. Am I wrong?
You're right. It's largely symbolic. But it does kind of add to another log on the fire in terms of all the chinks in the armor with the mandate, especially the OSHA route that has been attempted by this administration. That is, there have been stays issued against that. Same thing with the mandate for healthcare workers, various mandates around this country. Same thing with the contractors, federal contractors. Virtually every mandate has now had a stay issued against it by some court, because really these kind of things have to be enacted legislatively in any kind of long-term lasting way. And so the OSHA route, I think they expected that not to really stand, which is why we saw the president out encouraging employers to put it into effect, even though it's not yet interpreted and OSHA hasn't come out with a rule, put your own in. Which ironically was, it put brakes on this whole thing. When we were talking to employers around the country before the president announced the OSHA route, 85% were telling us they were going to have a mandate of some sort in by the end of the year. And then when that was announced, it actually slowed the whole process down, because employers, they've been through this kind of thing before where OSHA may come in or some government agency. They weren't going to put in their own and then find out later it didn't meet the rules and go back to the drawing board and invest twice.
Well, I wish you'd explain to me. But why would private industry want to do that to their employees? Look at all the groups that have tried to implement this. Policemen, firemen, nurses, paramedics, prison guards, border guards. Amtrak just announced they're going to have to cut back on service. Because in each of those cases, a third of your employees just don't want the vaccine. So now you lose a third of your employees because you either have to fire them or they quit. And then you can't operate or function normally. Police are not going to be able to answer calls. Fire's not going to be able to answer calls. When you go to the hospital, all the hospitals have major shortages of nurses because nurses didn't want the shot.
Absolutely.
So why would they do this? Why are companies doing this?
Well, they and actually what we're seeing now in numbers is, just to your point, when they were given a chance to stop and breathe and think and say, hey, hold on, this thing is changing so quickly. Business hates confusion, and there's new information virtually on a daily basis. We went from 85% saying they were going to do something before the presidential announcement to a place now where only 18% are, and they tend to be really large employers for the most part, and only an additional 7% are saying, we're going to do it either way, we just haven't gotten there yet. So unwittingly, this OSHA route gave businesses a chance to really watch what's going on. They're in the midst of the Great Resignation, the hardest, toughest hiring environment they've seen in 15 years. So they took it from 85% down to 18 and another 7 who say they will. Some of them probably won't end up doing it, but even if they all did, that would only be 25%. So they whacked 60 points off of this thing by going this OSHA route and giving employers a chance to, I think and say, hold on a minute. And then you've got 32% now of employers that say, I will only do it if the OSHA order stands. And I think they're doing that largely because they don't expect it to survive the legal challenges that it's facing and come out of come out alive still, which is likely what will happen. So these emergency standard authorities that OSHA puts in place, 6 of the last 9 have not survived legal scrutiny. So I think you're probably right.
I mean, you've had all these lawsuits, and Biden's lost pretty much all of them at this point. But has anybody tested the idea of private companies should not be allowed to force me to stick something in my body that I don't want? Has anybody, I assume there's lawsuits wending their way through the court system
about
that as well?
That's the one area. Yep, there are. That's the one area where it kind of goes the opposite way. There's pretty consistent results against the individual there. There, because of the fact that you can go work somewhere else, I think is somewhat of the basis for that. So there's pretty good case history now to support the fact that an employer can make that requirement because you can choose to work somewhere else.
Yeah,
but
well, you and I both know
a bigger measure than that.
Well, you and I both know, Paul, that's a pretty crappy answer.
No, it's horrible.
You know,
yeah,
you got to pay your mortgage and your kids in college, and they expect you to go find another job when almost any company you go to, they're not going to hire a new employee who says he doesn't want a COVID vaccine. I'll bet you no one will hire a new employee. They'll interview 50 people, and the easy route is to just take the ones who say, I already got it. Because then there's no debate, and there's no lawsuits, and nobody's
no
upset,
issues,
right? So I think, you know, you're out of work now forever. Now what do you do?
Well, it's horrible, absolutely, which is why you see people that are, and as you pointed out, we're down to the holdouts. It's not, there's 30% of this country, 25, 30, whoever you want to believe. You could show up at their house with weapons, and they're not going to get vaccinated.
Well, I don't think it's. And by the way, I think you're believing the bleeding heart, you know, media's propaganda. I think it's about 40%. I mean, among my friends, it's like 60%. And I don't have a few friends. I have thousands. I have 5,000 names in my cell phone. I have thousands of friends, and I'm telling you, most people I know are not vaccinated. And I think they juice the numbers who are vaccinated the same way they juiced all the polls against President Trump. They used to say he was going to lose by 15 points. All kinds of lies. And so they make up these numbers. America's 50-50 at this point. 50% vaccinated, 50% unvaccinated, and the 50 who is vaccinated, Paul, of that group, probably half would never have gotten vaccinated if they weren't forced at gunpoint to lose their jobs. So between government mandates and business mandates from their own company, they would have never gotten the vaccines. They did it only at gunpoint, as I like to say. So it would probably be 25% vaccinated, 75% not, if you didn't have these stupid mandates. So should employers assume Biden's vaccine mandate is all but dead, and therefore none of these deadlines matter now?
Well, I think that's what we're seeing. I mean, the courts have consistently shut it down from various avenues, and the employers are showing us by those kind of numbers that I was rattling off that for the most part they've determined this to be divisive. How can you ask an employer to literally not staff their facility and in some cases virtually go out of business, or these small rural hospitals that if they lose 3 skilled workers, they're shutting down whole wards of their hospital because
right.
they can't.
Maternity wards closing.
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, crazy.
It's just ridiculous. So they're telling us, the numbers are saying that employers are voting against it. You only have 18% today in December December 10th of 21, and a few, and 6 months ago, 85% said they were going to do it. And now with more time to consider it and just look at the landscape. And also, I think we've learned a lot. The vaccines don't stop you from getting COVID. They don't stop you from transmitting COVID. And I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm just saying, I'm not for or against, really. I'm just saying that a lot of people that got vaccinated were doing so that we could return to normal life, and they haven't gotten that reward.
You realize on my show you don't have to be shy about that. It's okay, Paul. On my show, and by the way, I'm not an anti-vaxxer either. I'm an anti-this vaccine. And I'm going to turn out to be 110% right. Because people all over the world that have been vaccinated, double vaxxed, are all sick. And a lot of them are dying and hospitalized. Even that was a lie.
I'll tell you what. We should go listen to the experts. People should look up the Great Barrington Declaration.
Yes.
Some of the brightest minds in public health from really respected institutions, Harvard and Stanford and Oxford and others all around the country and all around the world, have came out early and are still standing strong saying we should have protected the weak, the most vulnerable, I should say, and let everyone else get it and recover, and that would have been the quickest path to herd immunity. Now, we go out, test our population, 92% of us have some form of protection, whether it's from a vaccine or from natural immunity, and the biggest mistake we've made that has lost so much trust with our population is the fact that we don't recognize the reality, the scientifically based reality of
Well, they don't believe in science. They claim they believe in science, but they don't. Paul Siegert, managing partner of PCS Advisors, they make up science. He is an employee benefits consulting firm based in Northern California, 35 offices across the country, managing partners. Thank you, Paul.
Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and can we just wish you an early Merry Christmas?
And we have something exciting to share with you today. Tell them what it is, babe.
We are literally going to give you a Christmas present that is priceless. Priceless. It'll be the greatest one you ever had. When you sign up today between now and Christmas for the Energized Health Protocol, we are going to give as a gift your spouse the transformation as our Christmas gift to you.
This is a perfect opportunity, wives, for you to gift your husband something that may be even unexpected, but you know is much needed.
You better believe it. If he has high blood pressure, diabetes, digestive issues, brain fog, low testosterone, every one of these medical issues can be reversed, so take this action step today.
Visit us at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com, or call today at 888-444-8895.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices?
Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, a couple things to let you know about. First of all, you can always reach me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. My website is RootForAmerica.com. There's so much there now. We've created such a nice website with all my columns, all my videos, or my podcast. My video podcast is always available first on Fridays, and it's available right now. It's there now. Last week we had a little mix-up, didn't get up till after the weekend, but it's up right now. It's been up for a few hours at Root for America. My 30-minute podcast is now not audio, or not just audio anymore. It is video, and we recorded it this morning. It's already up at RootForAmerica.com. So a great site to go to and start your day with all my columns and all my commentaries and all my podcasts. And also, I want to mention the Liberty Projects. Liberty Projects is a charity I really love. You've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects before. And their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They're headquartered at the Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch is the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military veteran programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help. And we can't let that happen. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive in their very own pockets, and I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. Knowing my fantastic fans and listeners, I told him he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away. 100% of all donations are used for the program to help vets and horses. Government does almost nothing for the vets. It's up to us, freedom-loving patriots, to make it happen. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com today. That's vetsandhorses.com. So, lots of bad news today. Inflation skyrocketing. Prices up 6.8% over last year, the highest level in nearly 40 years. White House claims gas prices are average. No, they're not average. They're the highest since 2014. And then you've got food prices. We call it Bidenflation. Biden inflation for breakfast. Milk way up. Cereal way up. Bacon way up. Eggs way up. Muffins way up. Juice way up. Apples way up. Bananas way up. And coffee prices soaring. Peanut butter soaring. Everything you want in the morning or any other time of day is soaring. Could be why right now the Biden effect is taking hold. The GOP holds a 10-point lead over the Democrats in the congressional preference poll for the first time in history. Not only the highest lead they've ever had in history, but also the first time in history they've ever been up by double digits, GOP over Democrats in a congressional preference poll. So, I mean, there are good reasons why Democrats are about to get destroyed at the polls, assuming, and I always add this asterisk, assuming they're not rigging and cheating and stealing elections. That's the assumption. Now, keep in mind, when Obama won in 2008, and then he was reelected in 2012, but in between, two disasters for Democrats. They got destroyed in the 2010 midterms and the 2014 midterms. Just absolute destruction, both predicted by Wayne Allyn-Root. Those are two of the best predictions I've ever made. Massive landslides that no one believed possible, and I predicted that they would be so big they would startle Obama, and they were. So somehow they know how to rig a presidential election, but they don't know how to rig a midterm, maybe because rigging, you know, when you run for president, as Trump found out, There are 25 states that are always going to be Republican and 20 states that are always going to be Democrat. And then there's five that determine the election. And those five, they rig them against Trump with mail-in ballots and no voter ID and no voter signature verification and count the ballots 10 days after the election and don't guard the place where you're counting the ballots. No Republicans allowed in the room. Keep them locked out. Open up suitcases. Bring in vans filled with fake ballots and blank ballots. They had 1,000 ways to steal those five states that flipped the electoral vote from a Trump landslide to basically a Biden landslide. So maybe when you run for Congress, it's got nothing to do with that. In other words, Congress, they can only rig the few states they can rig. They can't rig the whole country, and we still elect lots of Republican congressmen. So hopefully, theoretically, they're not going to be able to rig a midterm election. But I sure wouldn't count on anything from Democrats. Matter of fact, what's the most recent midterm election? 2018, right? 18 was midterm, 20 was the presidential election, 22 is the new midterm. In 2018, I thought we were in great position. It was the Justice Kavanaugh hearing, and women were angry, mothers were angry, Catholics were angry at Democrats, and they just did terrible things to Justice Kavanaugh. And then, was it Kavanaugh? Maybe I got the wrong guy. I think it was the other guy now that I'm thinking about it. Was it Kavanaugh? I think it was Kavanaugh. And then we go to the midterms and we lose. And we lost because it sure did seem like they rigged it. It sure did seem like it was rigged this time, in that case, by Twitter and Facebook and Google and YouTube and Instagram, which let no good information out about Republicans and Trump, and only bad information out. So who knows? They have 1,000 ways they can rig elections, but this time it really does look like our lead is so big, nothing can stop it. I also want to mention, as this hour ends, United Airlines, many of the other airlines have put aside the vaccine mandate, and they're not going to force the pilots and the crews to get it, but United has a CEO, Scott Kirby, that seems to relish firing his employees, and he's been going on TV all week saying, if you don't get the vaccine, there are no exemptions, I'm not going to let you out of it, and it, almost like he can't wait to fire everybody. He's imposing a harsh vaccine mandate on all the pilots and crew members at United. So I say we should make sure United goes out of business. No patriot should fly United anymore. Scott Kirby, go to hell. United, it's time for a boycott by patriots, conservatives, and Christians of United Airlines. No more United.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.